Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junks coming to you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's your boy Cakes broadcasting from Olney. We're all doing the right thing, staying home, broadcasting remotely. EB in the Inkton, the antique capital of the universe, as far as I know. Jason Bishop in Ashburn and JP out in... Is it Gaithersburg? Is it North Potomac? Rick. I don't know the exact mailing address.
Yeah, it's Gaithersburg.
Week by week.
It's funny that I used to live across the street, kind of where I live from right now, and I believe that address was North Potomac, but it's Gaithersburg.
It's very confusing.
I don't know. People want to try and lump it in with Potomac.
Yeah.
Aren't you thankful that you didn't lock in on a house? You were really zeroing in on one in particular.
Well, there was one that I liked, but I don't think we were going to move this year. It was very unlikely, unless something was a 10 out of 10. Like
I could tell, though. You were ramping it up.
There was one that was probably a 9 out of 10, but you also have to be there monetarily. We weren't there monetarily.
Yet. Yeah, I'm more in a let's spend less mode than a spend more
correct.
Mode.
That's where I am. I think we all should be.
Let's go into that. Squirrel those nuts away mode.
That's why Amazon won't be coming here for a few months.
Well, they still come to my house for little things, but there's a reason why my deck and patio is empty.
Well, you should cancel your monthly parking fee, though, EB. That's a killer, man.
Yeah, you're just burning money there.
I think I'm saving some money on gas. I am going out to eat a little bit with the drive-thrus, but that's a lot less expensive than, you know, on a typical weekend, we might go out with another couple, go to a nice dinner, have to get a babysitter. None of that is happening. So,
oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're 100% right.
I mean, we're definitely driving around with the kids to different events. I mean, normally, like right now, I'd probably be coaching on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a big part of my time.
So, Eric, when I see, you know, the Amazon orders come to my Gmail.
Yeah.
Right. So I can see them right when they pop up. So if I was out, you know, somewhere and I saw my email come up and it was a Amazon order, well, I just go to manage order.
Yeah.
And I cancel it.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. I cancel it.
How bitter does your wife get?
Well, she was a little bit bitter the other day because she wanted to order some curtains for my screened in porch.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you do that.
They were $44.
I can't believe you did.
But listen to this. They were $44, but with our rewards points, they were only like $10 and change. I canceled it.
You canceled a $10 purchase?
You're on full squeak mode.
How much money? God. Let me ask you this.
It's called pinching pennies, my friend.
Okay, but she might respond. Now, I know that you're America's guest, so you don't pay when you go to play golf. But I got to imagine you're spending a little money. I don't know if you're using a cat. I guess you're not using a cat.
Of course he is.
No. He's got to be spending money somewhere, right?
He's spending money on food or drink or something, or some of these places he does pay every once in a blue
moon. Food or drink? There's no food or drink available at these courses.
So he's paying for balls. He's paying for...
No balls. I got our man Scott Bavaro hooked us. I got 10 balls.
He probably has 1,000 balls.
I got more TaylorMade balls than Dustin Johnson.
Right. All right.
By the way, speaking of gaffers, I'm sure you guys saw this because you're gaff nerds.
Davis Love's
fancy house burned down.
Oh, I felt so bad for
Georgia, that's terrible.
We talked about it on our show Saturday. Yeah,
it's brutal.
And he and his wife were actually in the house when it started.
Yeah, like at 5 a.m.
Yeah, luckily they were able to get out. But
I mean, I'm not trying to get into his pockets. I don't know how much his house was worth. But like a house in that
part of the country,
probably oceanfront or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Riverfront. That's probably a $5 million home.
Yeah, but
probably.
You know it's not the house. It's the mementos, right?
Right.
True.
You know, he's probably had his...
And as long as nobody was injured, that's the most important thing.
Of course.
I mean, it's still...
But all his photos...
Yeah, all that stuff gone.
Probably all just those gone. Trophies. I think he won 20, 21 times on tour.
Right.
He won PGA Championship. That I mean, who knows?
Was the Wanamaker destroyed?
Yeah. Could have been.
You're already stressed out enough from dealing with the coronavirus, and then your house burns down.
Awful.
It's just gotta be devastating.
Now, luckily, you're right. It's all the mementos and the pictures and the trophies.
That's what kills you.
Yeah. You have insurance, and you can rebuild, and he's got plenty of money. He's got FU money. But, man, if all those trophies went, that would suck. Can you imagine if he won, like, the Masters?
Yeah. Green jacket.
Done.
Green jacket Dunsky.
But you know what? You could just go. You could go to like a haberdasher and have it make you a new green jacket and get the goofy logo from the Masters. Slap it on there, and
you
nobody would be any the wiser.
You know, you would know. You'd have to get Augusta National, and I'm sure they would issue you a new one. But oh my God, I can't imagine. All right, let's get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment, though. JP mentioned Tiger King. We're going to have one of the guys involved in that production on tomorrow. A lot of people, I think, had the same impression, but beyond just everyone's a weirdo there, but this Joe Exotic guy's singing voice isn't that bad. Well, except it turns out it's not him. He hired a guy.
He's singing over the track, Ricky.
He hired a guy to sing all the songs and write the songs.
Of course he did.
Apparently some guy in, it says Vancouver. Is there a Vancouver in the United States?
Yes.
There's a Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah. Drab loves it.
Right outside Portland.
Yeah. And so apparently there was a country singer there who I guess has since passed away who wrote and sang at least one of the songs that's featured in Tiger King.
Yeah, so I think what happened is the guy that you're referencing, that artist did all the music, all the lyrics, and sang, and then Joe Exotic just sang a track over top of it, and they turned the mics down like one.
Right.
So what you're hearing is the real artist for the most part.
Right.
And a little smattering of Joe Exotic on top.
Because I think most of us heard that and go, you know what? That's not terrible.
Right. Yeah.
That was my impression.
Yeah, and I'm not a country music mark, but I was like, it actually has good production value. It sounds like a good country song. I don't know. I was like, I'm shocked that Joe Exotic is doing this.
But think about how
I saw a little tidbit about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is going to be Joe Exotic. He's going to the Bengals.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to be the Tiger King. Grab T-shirt had a tweet about it, I think, last week. Dead on about it.
I kind of like it.
That's going to haunt him throughout his entire career.
I kind of like it. I think those are great nicknames. But if you think about it, I mean, Joe Exotic was into TV production. He was doing an online show. He put out his own music. And there were like 30 people watching every week.
Right.
And he was dedicated to it for years.
Yeah, but now he's on Netflix and everybody in the country's talking about him.
All he wanted in life was to be famous.
Well, he's famous now. But the problem is he's in the poke for the next 20 years.
Oh, spoiler.
Who doesn't know that already?
I knew.
How did I know that?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be like 70 when he gets out.
Well, who would have heard of this guy before 2 weeks ago?
No, I remember that when that mugshot. I remember that when that was, in the media. I remember the mugshot. I remember the story. Yeah. Well, you're not the EP. You're not the entertainment guru. So anyway. Joe Exotic, not the real singer of those songs. I hate to disappoint you. They actually weren't terrible. So not surprising that it wasn't him. Because it didn't sound like him at all.
No, of course not. Of course. Voice is all deep.
Yeah.
Nothing like him.
It just made no sense. All right, so there's a sex club. Valdez, you can help me out with this. So obviously, clubs and bars, they have to do carry out stuff. You can't hang in sex clubs. They're struggling too. You can't do that. So there's a London-based sex club, Cakes. It's called Killing Kittens. That's not going to let the coronavirus stop its members from still interacting with each other. They just can't do it in person. So they're going to have their first ever digital orgy on Zoom.
Oh, it's a digital orgy, everyone.
What do you mean I can't say that? You're having a digital sex party on Zoom. How great is that? Cakes, would you be all in?
No, all those ugly Brits having a digital orgy? No, thank you.
So normally, apparently it's $300 a couple. to go steep. Into a club and to participate in one of these parties.
300 pounds.
But for the
terrible accent.
It's the worst.
For the Zoom party cakes, it's just $25.
Well, Valdez is going to
I might crash the party.
And didn't we learn last week you could just move to Austria, move to Vienna?
You could just move to Vienna, but they're probably shuttered too right now.
Probably so.
So, you know, look, I don't think it's really that innovative because aren't people just like sort of FaceTiming and going to town that way? But I guess the innovation is it's group.
Right.
Right. So... Everybody can just get naked on their camera and do a group thing.
Zoom's so hot right now.
Zoom is
on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's another Zoom company that does something different, and they had to stop the trading on Wall Street for it because people thought it was the other Zoom.
Yeah. Your meeting's good.
Cakes, my daughter set up a Zoom. I was in my bedroom, right, watching something.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter was in her room, my youngest daughter in her room, and they started a Zoom. We had a Zoom meeting right. on the same floor. We were probably 12 feet away from
each other.
Why
don't we just counter-program and start Doom? Because we're all doomed because of the coronavirus. I think we can get a groundswell of support.
And is Skype out?
Skype's quality is just too choppy.
Yes, Skype just doesn't match up to Zoom.
Yeah, Skype is struggling right now.
The Microsoft Teams.
Yeah,
I hear that's really good.
Yeah, most broadcasters are using Zoom.
Right, right.
For whatever reason,
I'm good with Zoom.
I had never heard of it before the coronavirus struck.
Right,
I didn't even know it was a company.
Right,
zoom with the boom boom cakes.
it's pretty good. By the way, have you guys tweaked your video settings within Zoom?
No tweet.
If you go down below, guys, and you see where it says stop video.
I fear change.
No. But you go down there, and when you click on video settings, make sure you're on the HD setting. It might improve your camera look.
All right, wow. Hold on. Stop video. You want me to do it now?
No, don't stop the video. No, you don't stop the video. It's the arrow next to it where it says video settings.
Right. I'm on it right now. Video settings.
Yeah, go into HD and make sure you're
getting it. I'm on it.
Oh, so you're good.
Okay. You enabled my HD.
Yeah, JP's picture immediately changed. I could tell.
Are you better? Close the blind now, though.
You look better, JP.
He's got to get that natural light out of there.
Obviously, lighting is the number one key, but also you got to make sure your settings are money.
Money settings.
Your picture still looks pooped, though.
Are you guys watching on TV?
Well, I'm on it. I'm on HD.
Yeah, I watched a little bit on TV. I checked it out. Why?
They changed to just from the four shot to a one shot.
Why?
I think they're just mixing it up.
Oh, they are? But so one at a time?
One at a time, at least for now. But
who's doing the camera switching? They're allowing Zoom to do it?
No, I think he figured out a way to do it from home. Orlando did.
Right. Nice.
So is NBC Sports Washington still a ghost town, I'm assuming, in Bethesda at the headquarters?
Yeah, nobody's there.
The mothership's just empty.
It's just Cakes' big old head.
Look up.
It's not flattering. It fills up the screen.
It's
got size.
It's zoomed in on Cakes way too much.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
his big round face.
I've got a big cranium. I don't know what to tell you.
By the way, there's a category here which says touch up my appearance. I'd love that. Can you make me better looking?
Well, what it does is it puts noise on it. So it takes the noise out. So it kind of smooths it out, but it's not as defined. So I don't know if you want that. I didn't want that.
I didn't realize how like fat his nose is.
He's got cakes.
Cakes.
No, you know somebody.
I have a perfect nose. Of all the junkies' noses, mine's the one seed.
Why does it look so red, though, right now, Cakes?
I don't know.
Drinks all the time.
Is it the booze?
I did have 3 beers last night.
Is the booze giving you a red nose?
Yeah, he has rosacea.
Eventually it will.
You know what somebody did point out? It probably got Cakes bitter. When his hand was captured, he's got pudgy fingers.
I got silly average. Look at those.
Look at Valdez.
Got a wrinkle on.
I think Cakes has an awful angle because you never want an angle that's shooting upward.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah.
Hey, again, this is a work in progress. Okay.
Right.
Can everybody just back off a little bit?
He's so close to the camera too.
I think I like the four shot better.
Hold on. Is this better?
Yeah, or Orlando, go back to the four shots.
How's I think the four shots are better, but, you know, it can mix it in periodically.
And I will say Eric's lighting and everything looks so much better when it's on the single shot.
Yeah,
well, he spent $200 on lights. I hope it does.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you should too over there, Squeaker.
I got no money, bro.
I'm spending the money on the lights because this face and his beard needs good lighting.
Hey, Drab, can I expense the lighting?
Probably eventually.
I just got no budget.
$100 on lights.
Why do you think you were working on the weekend?
I don't have any money. I'm telling you. By the way, I got the expense check for Florida.
Oh, you did.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Nicely done. Nicely
did you get fully reimbursed for the big baller meal we had at the Breakers?
Whatever he put in, I got reimbursed for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Drabby, whatever you put in, I got.
I did some magic.
He did some magic. I think I didn't submit so that Drabby could get reimbursed. He could put two people for me. You know what I mean?
Benevolent.
Yeah,
you took that bullet.
I think we acted like cakes.
Jason would never,
it
never occurred to him to do that.
No, I wouldn't. You're right.
What, JP?
Didn't we act like cakes was at that meal?
Yeah.
No, cakes was at that meal.
I was at the meal, JP.
Yeah, right.
Come on, exactly. I was there.
Exactly. Cakes, I think you look better. Did you enable your HD?
Not at all.
Oh.
I don't even know where those settings are. You said they're at the bottom
of
the screen.
There's an arrow right next to stop video.
Yeah, don't hit
right
stop
to the
video.
Right next to it.
I see it, Ricky.
Yeah, hit settings. Although I think there's some compression going on.
I might choose a virtual background.
The virtual background is
video settings.
I think
here
there's nubs.
Oh, I'm going to enable the HD, Ricky.
There you go. JP, put the virtual background so you'd be like in the jungle.
I think I went with the.
let me do
just
that.
Wait a few minutes.
Do I want to mirror my video? By the way,
should I do mine? I'll do mine too. I see yours.
This is such a visual. We're doing a radio show.
JP looks like he's on a beach.
He's on the ceiling. You look like you're in Aruba.
All right, I'm gonna do mine. I'm gonna enable mine. Let me see here.
Hey, you know what? That's the closest you're gonna get to a silly beach for like a year. So you better savor it.
Yeah, looks
Richard.
Like, looks like Ocean City. I think it's the largest condo.
Where is the where's the thing, JP?
It's right underneath.
Oh, virtual background.
Settings.
Oh yeah, virtual background.
There's only five choices.
I don't have a choice.
I don't have any choices.
You got my choices.
You got to click on plus.
Watch.
Mine says choose virtual background. It says none.
We're on the second week of quarantine, and we're changing our backgrounds.
Yeah.
Oh, my computer doesn't meet requirements. I'm using
JP's in outer space.
Yeah, I love it.
Looks like he's on the set of Interstellar.
Oh, then you know he's going to fall asleep.
You know
in
what?
Five
you
minutes.
Gotta give Zoom credit. That's incredible technology because you're supposed to have a green screen behind you.
Yeah,
I mean,
one of those Northern Lights. Look at that.
It looks like yeah.
I bet
you're in Iceland right now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Can we get Nats Park as a
background?
Yeah,
I don't know if they're that advanced. Golden Gate Bridge, silly. Hey, I think I see Planet of the Apes, Caesar, swinging on the underpinning of the bridge.
I'm going back to the beach, guys. I'm just going to do the rest of the show from the beach.
I think you should. Those rays are coming in nice.
All right, I'm going to pick a virtual background during the next commercial break because mine says none. For whatever reason, I have none. I can add my own, though.
Can you make the Kensington Antique Market your background? I'd be sized.
Don't be jealous. You don't have that over Nolan.
No, I don't.
Yeah. What's your big claim
to
fame?
We do have an antiques market that I've never gone into.
What's the only claim to fame? Like, what do you got?
I don't know. I don't think we have one.
Do you have, like, the only theater or something?
I mean, it's a theater. I mean, how great are theaters?
I don't think we have a Kensington theater.
Is Manor Country Club in Olney, or is it Rockville?
That's more Rockville, I think. I don't know how much we have.
Aspirin's the, I don't know, it's got to be, the claim to fame's got to be data centers.
Right.
Right.
I mean, there's about 75 of them.
Yeah, because they're very scenic.
Oh, they're
those
so
data
ugly.
Centers.
So ugly.
I'm trying to find a picture of Butler Cabin.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
What's wrong with it?
Cakes doesn't even make notable people.
Yeah, you'd be right next to Ray's Creek.
Yeah, yeah.
Cakes, you're not on notable people of Olney and
well,
on Wikipedia.
That's Travis and Mockery. Who's listed there?
You've got Stefan Diggs.
Well, he's definitely famous.
Frank Miller, who's an artist and film director.
I think he did Sin City. He's actually kind of a big deal.
You have the former Secretary of the Interior, Harold Ickes.
Never heard of him. And he has a money jockey, shuffle, though.
A jockey named Joe Aitchison.
I should be on that list. Come on, let's be honest. I'm not higher ranking than a jockey. Come on. How about this jockey? You beat me to it. You beat me to the punch. It's those tropical rays that are shining down on you. They're helping you out.
All right.
Yes. If you're watching NBC Sports Washington, when we come back, we're going to bounce to different locations.
Let's bounce around.
Because my computer is two nubs.
Why?
It won't let it do it. My computer is 100 years old.
Hold on, JP. Hold on. Download the smart. Oh, I got to download the smart virtual package. All right. Yeah. When we come back, we'll do that. I can't wait.
You'll do it. It's going to take me a good day to figure it out.
All right, Abe, we'll get into it. I got more EP. Well, oh, there I am. I'm in Butler Cabin.
Now your background. You got like a halo behind you.
I know. It's because of my leather chair is ruining it.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
I'm in Butler Cabin. Silly.
All right, we'll come back with more of Quarantine Radio. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. Producers don't want us to have any fun. They've put the kibosh on the virtual background.
Why? Oh. What's going on?
They say it looks awful.
Yeah, but it's still funny. Oh, look, it's Anthony Rendon. Look, Cakes.
Hey, is he in an Angels jersey? That's a Nats jersey. That's not updated Anthony Rendon.
No, that's from spring training.
That's old school Anthony Rendon.
Oh, look, it's the Outer Banks.
you're at Kerala Beach.
I'm back at the Outer Banks. Oh, I'm with the Hanks. I'm in Australia.
You're in Sydney. Welcome to Sydney, B.
That's so bad.
Oh, man. Oh, back to Butler Cabin.
Of course
cabin.
It's bad.
Here we go. Back to Butler Cabin.
Just keep Butler on there. It's fun. Yeah,
I just keep the regular.
I like whatever. The rotating backgrounds.
It is kind of fun. So I would be surprised if more people are checking out the show on NBC than they are actually on the radio. Who knows? Thank God.
Well, we'll know our next ratings book.
Yeah, we will.
We'll know soon enough.
We're out there in various different ways, though. People can listen on radio.com. They can watch on NBC Sports Washington. Obviously, 106.7, The Fan. They listen there.
We are blessed that way, no question. Do you want me to do a few other stories here from the EP?
There's sure.
quite a bit out there.
Me.
Yeah, I'm trying.
NBT,
Jake.
Bro, NBT.
Nothing but time?
Yep.
Let me see the other one. Where did all my entertainment stories? Joe Rogan. I think you heard Pete do mm-hmm. this story. He has announced that he is not, if they are going to continue to have the MMA events, and I think they've got another one scheduled, although they haven't announced the location yet. Joe Rogan has said he will not announce it.
Yeah, it's a big one. The big one is supposed to be Habib versus Tony Ferguson.
Right.
And they've actually canceled their fight 4 different times.
Wow. Right.
Because of health issues over the years. So it's a highly anticipated fight. Habib, of course, submitted Conor McGregor. This is probably the most famous fight, but he's undefeated. Ferguson's really good. And so they're desperate to put that on, but the question is where, and if people like Joe Rogan are going to take a stand, I don't know if it'll go off.
Are they allowing fans at the venue?
I think the last one they didn't, but it's UFC 249. Dana White says he has a location, and it's going to be a closed-door show, but you still
rumored
need
to be Saudi Arabia.
But you still need a broadcast crew.
Right.
Right.
The question, though, is how are these guys training? They're not supposed to have gyms that are open.
Right.
Generally, those MMA guys usually have several coaches and teammates that they spar with and wrestle with and box with and do all of those things. It's like, how are these guys training?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they're just doing that.
Maybe some of those guys live together.
Maybe they're sparring with a guy and they just say, screw it, I got to get ready for my fight.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are doing that.
In terms of the gyms, I'm sure there's a gym they can find.
Yeah, but it's not good.
You can't monitor every single gym in the country.
You can't. They're probably doing some closed-door stuff. But, you know, who knows? Yeah. I wish Dana would just fall in line, but, you know, the guy does whatever he wants. What can you do? If you can find a venue that will host it. But it is what
it is. My guess is it won't go off.
Like the last one? Well, yeah, I guess the last one did go off, but then he supposedly said that he was going to shut it down. So there've been a couple deaths, obviously, from the corona. I can't say that I'm familiar with them, but country music's Joe Diffie, who I guess country music fans know who that is, he passed away unfortunately after developing complications from the coronavirus. Meanwhile, fellow singer John Prine, is that how you say his name, or is it Preen? He's in critical condition with symptoms of coronavirus. And if you Google Joe Preen or Prine, he looks familiar to me, but he looks like a much older guy.
How's Scarface doing?
I don't know. I think he's doing better. I think Scarface is doing better. Someone who else is doing better is Rita Wilson. Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah,
they're
back
in their home in L.A. Yeah. Rita put some post on Instagram. Now, there's something controversial, and it seems scammy going on with Rita Wilson. And the post is still up. And I don't know if, Drabby, if you're aware of this, but she put out there, and it got a lot of attention. Put out there her cell phone number, which, you know, there's no chance it was her real cell phone. Like, somebody probably gave her an extra phone or something. And you're supposed to be able to text her things, and she says something like the next time she's in your city, she'll text you when she's there or something like that, so you'll know if she has an event or something.
Seems weird.
It's very scammy. And the post is still up. And she's got like well over 1 million followers.
By the way, how have the boys behind the glass done with cameos in the last week or two?
Awad may have been the linchpin for the whole thing.
What do you mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he may have ruined it?
He's slowed down since he's been gone?
AWOD's been quarantined, and
so have our cameos.
Oh, really?
We haven't given it a plug, really, in the last week or two.
Well,
Where can people grab cameos from you guys?
Cameo.com/...
Junkies Producers.
Yeah. I mean, people, junkie,
yeah, just search. Yeah, you'll see us. $20 will entertain you,
right?
And unlike all the broadcasters, it's not going to charity; it's going to our accounts.
Right, right. Going to your pocket.
Yeah, we are the charity.
Yeah, it's feed the producers charity.
Sure,
it seems worthwhile.
Or buy us groceries,
right?
Cakes. You know, speaking of UFC, you know, you can bet on it, but
yeah, sure.
The last wager I made was, I'm just looking at my account, was March 11th. And that was Sung J M over Bryson DeChambeau in the first round of the players.
How'd that turn out for you?
Big fad.
And big winner.
Yep.
But by the way, the golf
March 11th.
Gone.
What day is today?
March 30th.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 3 weeks, basically.
Can we hold an on-air funeral for the golf pool? Because it's dead.
You're right.
It couldn't be more dead.
Okay, but what happens with the money? Because we fronted the money, $200.
Everybody gets refunded. It's like it didn't happen.
Or it just carries over to next year if there is another. If there's a next year, there Jason, might not be a next year.
I know it's only a couple days in. Who's the leader in the Homer League, Jason? Have you guys been running Sims on your teams?
No Sims.
Can the PGA Tour come back and all the players wear clear masks? So you can see their faces, and they're not infecting like the caddies or anything.
Those dummies could wear regular masks. Nobody needs to see their faces.
I know Matt Kuchar's going to put Workday on his. Get an advertisement.
Certainly. Why wouldn't you? Make that money.
No, but you're right. The pool is done.
By the way, if there are any advertisers that would like to pay me to wear a mask during the show, I would do it.
Right.
100%. Why wouldn't I?
Are you going to have your wife make some homemade masks?
I have a box with like 100 masks here.
Yeah, good. Good.
And I'll put Sharpie, a different name of a different company every day in Sharpie on that mask to make money. I don't care.
And your masks are the nubby ones. They're not the N95s, the one that really like seal it off. They're just the regular old.
No, they're nubs. I can model one. I can model one right now.
Yeah, go get it.
All right, hold on.
Yeah. I got a box, but I think I had a box of like 12. I didn't have a box of 100. But again, I think homemade masks, I think that's the way to go. And eventually,
I don't think so. If you read these organizations, like these nurses, they say the homemade masks don't work.
Listen, if you read more about it, the Washington Post got a whole article about it. It's controversial. There are ways you can make. I have a vacuum cleaner filter in our mask. You could make a pocket where you could put a legit filter in there. Jason.
Yeah.
Now, they're not airtight like the N95s. Look, nice job.
I'm just reading an article from the Washington State Nurses Association.
Right.
The ANA, the American Nurses Association, say do not endorse the use of homemade cloth masks in healthcare settings. They don't
In work. Healthcare settings, obviously, those guys need the best of the best. But
yeah,
you realize.
But I think they're just saying that with the homemade mask, the spores are so small, they're still going to get into your
system. They still can, but it also protects you. Like when you talk and stuff, from the spores going to other people, especially if you put the filters in. They have, you could Google it. We have a filter that my wife said is worth gold. They're vacuum cleaner filters that people are looking for right now for your masks.
By the way, I feel like I'm wasting this mask. I'm burning a mask for no good reason.
Well, the FDA apparently has just cleared a process where you could sanitize the mask. Cakes.
Silly. This is a 99% BFE filtration mask, whatever that means.
Yeah. It means it'll modestly protect others from you, probably.
It seems legit.
Yeah. Yeah. I wore that in my house when I had the flu. Because I didn't want to infect my family.
I like how you're matching the mask color with the hat. I like it.
Yeah, it looks like I'm about to scrub down and go into the ER.
Dina, if my wife is listening, bring down my mask. She's making me a mask. This is out of my Wizards T-shirt.
You're getting a custom-made silly?
Oh, yeah. We're all going to have them.
So hold on. So you're telling me you can just cut up an old nubber cotton T-shirt from like 1999 and throw some loops through it and throw it on your face and you're going to be good?
There are directions on how to do it. You put a pocket in there for a filter. And then there's a variety of different things you can use to filter it.
You never know. You never know, JP. Everything is vulnerable. you never know. If my wife is listening, she could bring it down here.
This may be my new
if and when poker returns,
yeah,
this might be my new jam right here.
I think that's going to be
your... Weren't you doing a bit, by the way, where you were, like, lifting your shirt up over you anyway?
Oh, yeah. This is common, JP, doing this bit.
That's because he's trying to hide his tells.
Correct.
The mask will hide your tells.
I'm butt sliced.
By the way, yeah, are your chips still in the safety deposit box?
They're still in the box, yes.
They're shuttered, right?
They're on lockdown like a mug.
He may never get them.
No, I'm going to get them. It's fine. They're going
to
reopen.
What's he more likely
point
to get?
What if they
Bitcoin
go under and take your chips?
Oh, if they go under, then I'm boned. Yeah. But they're not going anywhere.
What do you got in there, 13K?
I'd rather not disclose.
You already talked about it.
He's probably got more in there, too, from his backpack.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I've forgotten all of a sudden.
Cakes, you know your girl Bad Baby? Danielle Rigoli?
I'm sure she's my girl. Yeah, what about...
What's that loser doing?
Well, that loser has 17 million followers on Instagram.
17 million losers.
I think at one point she was nominated for a Grammy. And she now, though, is in the news because she's pissed that Billie Eilish wouldn't return her DMs. She slid into Billie Eilish's DMs and she didn't respond.
She should be saying "Cash Me Inside" in quarantine,
right?
Yeah, that's her new single, Valdezzi.
17 million. If you have 17 million followers on Instagram, you don't ever have to work again the rest of your life. You're a social media influencer.
Well, Cakes could have 17 million followers on Instagram. He still couldn't get to his account.
Do you understand the last time I had a login attempt? You don't know where it was from. The last fraudulent login attempt.
Oh, somebody else did?
You know where they tried to log in from?
Austria.
How about Machu Picchu, the lost civilization in Peru?
Kidding.
Not kidding. You think that account isn't compromised?
Wasn't Drab working on cracking your code until he got in?
Awad was. Shocker, he couldn't do it. Shocker, he swung and missed.
Yeah, we failed.
By the way, Jason, are your daughters on Poshmark?
Yes, my oldest is, yes.
Yeah, so my daughter's on that, too. Actually, now my little one is, too. And that's a site where it's like, I guess it's kind of like
clothes.
Yeah, you just sell clothes. And she's got
secondary market.
4,000 or 5,000 followers. And just from selling clothes.
Mm-hmm. She must have some good clothes.
I don't, and that's one thing that we're doing. My wife has to go to the post office and put these bags out there all the time.
Might pay your mortgage soon.
Might pay my mortgage. Exactly. I asked her if she wanted me to put it out there, but she said no. She's just doing her own promoting.
All right. If anybody wants to chime in, phone number as always, as we broadcast this Monday morning, 800-636-1067. Junkies coming back with more on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. So it gets to that point of the show where you're thinking, all right, now what's next the rest of the day?
Cakes is offering
his mask.
Cakes has got his advertising, right?
I mean, I'm on the cutting edge of advertising right here. Right. Why wouldn't I be?
Your ad here.
I mean, Entercom needs to monetize every little bit. So I think I'm ready, willing, and able.
So here's our prototype that my wife was making this weekend. This is of the old Wizards T-shirt, 100% cotton with the pocket inside with the silly HEPA filter.
Look at
vacuum
that.
Cleaner filter.
Fancy.
And then there you go. And I know everyone's arguing that this won't protect you. First of all, we all understand that the number one thing it does is it protects others from you. But you can't tell me this doesn't offer some measure of protection, too, when you spit all over me. Of course it does. So I think this is going to be the future. People are going to be wearing masks for quite a while until we solve this.
You're probably right. It's probably a smart thing to do. During uncertain times.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you protect yourself?
Of course. 100% chance. Anytime I go out in the future, you'll see me wearing some version of something like this until we get this riddle solved.
Chase, what does yours say? I can't see. Hold on.
Your ad here.
Oh, your ad here.
Right. He wants that to say, Nike, Farish Dodge Jeep. Right.
I'm ready. I'm telling you, I'm ready. You guys are lagging behind over there.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Way behind you.
It's only a matter of time. All the designers are going to have their own. The rappers, they're already wearing the Louis Vuitton masks. Right.
I'll put River Creek Country Club on mine.
I think you should.
Right.
Or Belmont or wherever.
Hey, do you know how social distancing is hot? It's the hot new phrase.
Sure.
And there's a fight for it over trademark and licensing and stuff like that. I think the next hottest phase is going to be called corporate distancing. Where you need to stay away from your coworkers, but everyone returns to work.
Go get that website right now.
Yeah, we need to trademark that and take advantage of it. Your thoughts?
I like it.
Well, why wouldn't some of these corporations just... I mean, Zoom has got to be... That's the next hot stock, man, Zoom. Because why would these corporations...
Pay rent.
Right, well, why would they send their employees to Europe for a meeting when they can just Zoom it?
Right.
Why are people going to travel?
Well, I mean, there's certainly something to be said for wining and dining people and getting to know you, right? Obviously, in person's always better.
Just costs a lot of money.
But I think what this is going to prove is that a lot of companies may not need that large space that they rent, and that they can get away with a much smaller space, and maybe half their people can work from home or whatever, or maybe only work from home half the time.
People that own a lot of commercial real estate, they're probably shaking in their boots right now as we speak.
Right.
Like going forward, because you're right, companies are going to realize they don't need as much office space. They don't need to pay as high a rent when you can patch people together with Zoom or whatever other technology.
And if Jason wouldn't spend $100 on his lighting, he might save thousands of dollars on his gas in the future.
That's true.
You know, but he's locking down every penny over there.
Got to, bro.
My wife would just be so bitter if I just started if I was making unilateral decisions and I was canceling all of her orders.
Oh, she would be salty, wouldn't she?
I can't imagine. What
Believe
kind
me,
of dictatorship
was,
are you running over there?
Could you counter that her purchases are unilateral decisions, too? Because you're not in on those purchases.
Who?
You.
Well, on the big ones, I do raise a stink if she makes them without my knowledge. Usually, we talk about it. But the small stuff that comes in all the time.
Right. It adds
$10
up,
curtains, that's a bit extreme.
Okay, I mean, it's crazy.
It's $10 curtains here, and it's $30 here, and it's $27 on some. I mean, it adds up.
If you're down to your last $27, Lurch, you
it's
are
a couple hundred bucks a month, I guarantee it. That's too much.
Yeah. Well, okay. Glad I'm not married to Lurch. No buns, and he won't let you spend a dime.
Correct.
Right.
Maybe the quarantine has changed that for him, EB.
It's a beautiful life.
What do you mean? You think?
They're going for long walks, more connected.
What, are we dipping into the woods and getting one in real quick?
Probably not.
Yeah. God, I dare you. I'll send you a Hunsky if you do it, Lurch.
Right. Pay for my light.
Exactly.
Well, see, you changed your background a little bit, Jason, because now he's got the picture of the young Maddie and Ava in the background.
Oh.
How can you see that? Where?
I didn't notice that.
I think he's just adjusting his laptop camera.
Maybe just moved it. I'm just saying he can see the front. I don't know if it's a frame or TV, whatever he's got on the left-hand side.
I only see JP on my Zoom right now. I don't see the four of us.
Oh, you just got to put it into the like grid view or whatever. You got it. You know what I'm saying? If you or if you make your
are they doing the four shot over there?
Yeah, I think they went back to the four shot. I didn't like the one shot. The one shot was too much. If they do that, they should do that sparingly. You know, in my opinion. But anyway, it's been awesome that NBC Sports Washington has allowed us to do this. That we're, you know, we understand that these are suboptimal feeds, but it's something. It's something for people, and I
appreciate all the people who are listening and watching.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have no idea what the numbers are. I asked during one of the breaks, but hey, keep supporting the junkies. Believe me,
By April 19th, I'm going to have optimal lighting.
Yeah,
by April 19th.
I recommend if you're ordering Amazon, except for the Bishop household, what you do is before you hit. Confirm the order, you got to look at the date it's going to be delivered, and if you don't like that date, you go back and just get a knockoff of the exact same product,
right.
or get that product from another dealer, and you can get it much quicker.
What are you guys going to be doing at 11 a.m.?
Interviewing Scotty Brooks.
Well, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, we're doing that today?
Yeah. Yeah, we're interviewing Scotty. Man, what is he doing? I wonder, is he under quarantine here, or you think he flew back to L.A.?
Oh, should we congratulate him? Should we congratulate him for the win over the Bucks?
We're going to ask him that.
Yeah, ask him how it feels, but the virtual dub.
If he's smart.
He finally contained Giannis.
If he's smart, he went back to
Cali. All right, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Granddaddy, they're up next. Here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.